Justin Fluke with you. We're talking Jeff West basketball. Girls head coach Dan Hypes joins us. The Lady Tigers are 6-6 on the season, a winning mark at 4-3 in the Big 7. They have won three consecutive games in the Wellsville tournament last week. Coach, you saw three different teams, Spring Hill in the opening round we discussed, and then beat Wellsville 50-44 in a great game, the host, and then finished it out strong with a fifth-place win over Lansing 48-42. So a couple six-point wins against some pretty good bigger teams. You had to feel good about Thursday and Saturday in that tournament last week.
We did. You know, after the first round game, Spring Hill, which is a very good team, they ended up winning the tournament. You know, we played them close for about three quarters and just kind of ran out of gas in the fourth. And then, you know, bounced back and play Wellsville the second day and win that game. I was very pleased with you know, the way the girls executed things. And then to end the tournament against Lansing and beat them and, you know, get out of that tournament. There's some very good teams there, 2-1. And the only loss, you know, was the tournament champion. So I felt good about where we were headed. Last night we had a game against Perry, big rivalry game, and the girls came out and played very well for most of the game. And so hopefully they're starting to understand, you know, what we're trying to implement and get a little bit better at execution. And as long as they do that, you know, we'll keep moving forward.
Yeah, you mentioned the Perry win last night, 48-37. I saw the box score in that game, and you had a 12-2 third quarter that kind of proved to be the difference. But during this three-game winning streak, I mean, you feel like the girls are playing with poise and confidence, being able to play from ahead in some of these games and just kind of finding ways to make the winning plays to keep the margin comfortable there in the end?
Well, I wish I could say that, but we have melted, it seems like, in about the last fourth quarter or so when times we need to really be strong with the ball and make good passes and cuts and stuff like that. We struggle a little bit. So that's an area that we've got to continue to work on and get better. And, you know, when we do get better at that, then, I'll feel good, and we'll feel, you know, like that, we have executed for four quarters and not just three. So that's an area we got to work on. Closing out games, and we'll get better at it.
I did see, again, from the box score last night, you had seven girls score, Kinley Stones, Ella Dickey, both in double digits. But, I mean, if you can get seven girls contributing offensively on a nightly basis, you have to like your chances in a lot of Big 7 games, the way so many have been kind of pretty low scoring here this year.
We do. We feel like, you know, if we can get consistent scoring from those two and then get a third or a fourth, you know, that can contribute possibly double figures or you know, 6-8 points every game for us. You know, we got a chance for most games. So, but yeah, everybody's got to contribute. And at this point, you know, we're getting contributions from a lot of different players, and then of course those two on a night in, night out basis are going to get their points. So, so far. You know, as long as everybody contributes to the team, we'll be all right.
Final thought, Coach, your upcoming game against Riverside on the road this Friday, the team that's undefeated and ranked number one in the state and has kind of just run through the Big 7 at this point. But with the confidence you've had and with you being, you know, with the girls now here for almost a month or so, are you excited and think the girls will have some confidence going into this game on Friday?
Yeah, we're excited. You know, anytime you get to play a ranked opponent, it's a challenge. You know, we know what lies ahead of us. You know, the good girl for Riverside, she's going to get her points. You know, all good players are going to get their points. You just hope that nobody else contributes a lot. And so we're going to focus in and see what we can dial up defensively. And then offensively, we got to take care of the ball and we got to score as well. But yeah, it's a big challenge, one that the girls are looking forward to, and should be fun. We'll go down and see what happens.
Riverside and then Hiawatha and Holton on Monday and Tuesday. So and then you got a game Thursday as well, I know, next week. So a lot of games coming up here in the next week on the Big 7 League. Best of luck in all those games, Coach. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Justin.
Dan Hypes, head coach of the Lady Tigers. We'll talk Jeff West boys hoops right after this.